You are listening to episode number 24 of the Mom Aligned Podcast. Welcome to the Mom Aligned Podcast. I'm your host, Ilonka, and I am so excited you're here. Like me, you can also tell how smart others are by what they laugh at. You are a wild card, badass, I'm here to make a difference, mom and entrepreneur, and you want to have it all. You get that life is short, that being alive is a gift, and that half-assing it is not an option anymore. But your brain can also be a total psycho at times. This podcast is where you will learn the tools and strategies to win the mind game, take bold, courageous action, and empower yourself to live aligned. Achieve things you thought were impossible in your business, and be the kind of woman who makes others want to step up their game. Because you know when you win, everyone wins. Now is the time, my friend. If you're ready to pay bigger in business and show up fully in this messy yet beautiful life that is yours, then let's go. So I'm going to chat to you about Lego. I don't know if Lego is such an obsession for your children as it is for mine, but Lego has definitely been a part of our family since Quinn was really young, really tiny. And although we have this rule in the house where we ask the kids to pick up their toys once they are done playing with it, Lego still gets into like the weirdest places, right? And sometimes when I'm cleaning the house, I have to be honest, I'm not someone that loves like vacuuming or sweeping floors, but we have two golden retrievers and they shed hair like nobody's business. You know those Western movies where the tumbleweed literally blows across the desert sand, and you know, just before the cowboys pull out their guns in like a gun duel, right? That's what my house looks like sometimes with these like hair of the golden retrievers. And so we have to vacuum often. We always have a vacuum on hand and we're constantly vacuuming the floors. And I'm always very conscious about the Lego blocks. Like if I see a little Lego block on the floor, I will definitely pick it up. Like I won't vacuum it, right? And I was having a coffee with one of my dearest friends the other day, and she was talking to me about, you know, just being tired, like being tired of picking up after the kids and all the sort of responsibilities and things that come with being a wife and a mom and the caretaker of the home, right? And I could resonate with this on such a deep level because we have a lot on our plates, especially if we're also running businesses or have very demanding careers. And so my friend was explaining to me how she was actually at a point now where she would just like vacuum up the Legos. And I could literally feel this in my body, even as I'm saying it right now. I could literally feel her pain when she said, like, I have reached a point where I don't even care that it's Lego. I am just going to vacuum it up with no intention of taking them out of the vacuum cleaner. So it got me thinking about our rules that we have about things in our home and in our lives and in our businesses as well. You know, rules that we have created that we live by. For me, a really hard rule was you don't vacuum up Lego, right? You have to pick it up and you should pick it up and like put it back where it belongs, because what if you vacuum up a little head of a little man and now there's like this weird piece that doesn't have a head? Right? It doesn't help with my like a little bit of an OCD thing that I have going on. So we have all these rules around things, like our kids should pick up their toys. We should not vacuum Lego, right? We should work hard to succeed in our business. We should do this or act this way. It should look like this. We should be here or do these things. So I wanted to record this episode to bring your awareness to your rules and whether those rules are actually serving you in creating the life and business that you want to create for yourself. So, you know, when I think about the entire Lego thing, for my friend, it was a rule. It was a rule once to pick up Legos. You don't vacuum up Lego. And, you know, maybe she reached this point because she really is exhausted and she's just like, screw it, I'm just not going to pick up Lego anymore. The kids obviously don't care and I'm just not going to care either. You know, why am I putting all of this pressure on myself to do this in this way? And her letting go of that rule has actually been really liberating to her. And so this is your invitation to really question the rules that you have created for yourself in your life and to ask yourself whether they are helping you create the life you want. Because if they are, keep them, right? If not, you're also welcome to let them go, like suck up the Legos with the vacuum, right? And let them disappear into the land of like limiting beliefs and all of these rules that we've created for ourselves. We get to choose the rules that we have and that we follow, right? We get to choose what is important, what deserves our attention and our energy, what rules are we going to play by. We get to design this life. And sure, there are going to be things that you must do, right? Specifically in your business. And even as a mom and a wife, there's certain things that we just have to do. And that's okay. You know, we can still do it with joy. We can still make it fun. We can still find the why behind it, right? And as long as we like our why, then we do it, right? But I wanted to bring this to your attention because there's so many rules that we keep just because it's something that's sort of been passed on to us by our parents or our grandparents, and we've just sort of kept it, right? We don't question it. I used to love this story. It's an old folklore story. I'm not exactly sure what culture or where exactly it came from. There was this family who had this cat, and every night when they made dinner, they would put the cat in a little cage in the dining area because it would always jump onto the table and try to, you know, scavenge a little bit for food. And so in order to get the cat to not disrupt them while they were eating, they would put it in its little like cage, right? And so the children always saw the dad putting the cat in the cage when they ate dinner, right? They never questioned it. They didn't necessarily understand why it happened. They just saw this is what was happening. And so when the kids grew up, they would do the same thing. They would always put the cat in the cage. And eventually, you know, two or three generations down the line, they would even go out and buy a cat to put it in a cage when they ate. And they never actually questioned the rule as to why do we put a cat in the cage when we eat dinner every night, right? And so it makes zero sense. And once you understand your rules and why you have these rules and why they are there in the first place, and you question them a little bit, you can now ask yourself, like, does this even make sense? Is this even relevant to my life and what I want to create for myself? Is it holding me back? Is it keeping me stuck? And so this is your invitation to take a look at those rules and change them if you don't like them. Okay, my friends, thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you have an amazing week. I'll chat to you again next week.